a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole. How's it going with my friend?
How are you today? Boy, oh boy, you asked first. How's it going with your friend? She's doing well. I went to sleep at 3 a.m. and woke up at 8. You know, we don't need sleep. No sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think I went to bed at maybe around close to 3, like 2 something, and then woke up at 6:45, because I had to take a shower. And then I was just like so beat last night. I didn't do any of the stuff I wanted to do. I was just like, I can't do anything but stare at the wall. And then we have an electrician that came at 8 this morning because the Tesla's here.
And Tesla!
The Tesla's here. She's charging in the garage and she is sucking up all that energy. She is making the circuit break, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The circuit breaker keeps like flipping and we have to keep turning it on. And then the electrician came and was like, oh, it's straight up like damaging the wire. So we had to replace the wire. I don't even really know what this means, but he just showed it to me and it looked like burnt. And I was like, well, that's bad. But this is like an old house and these are old circuit breakers. So it just, even though the wattage is correct, it's still taking too much from one of the circuit breakers or something.
Oh my goodness.
So
Tesla's taking too much from us.
Tesla's taking too much from us. Draining us. So they had to replace one of the breakers eventually, but they did something that should be good for now.
I mean, there's always something. Mm-hmm. You move into a place and then you just got to keep fixing it. I mean, when I got my new washer and dryer, they were like, ma'am, this wiring, the way it's hooked up, you're going to die. This is a hazard.
Yeah.
It's fun. Every time you do something, you're like, okay, I've been living in a death house.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about the people who lived there before you, because I'm like, the owner who was here did some great stuff. And then there's some stuff where it's like, you didn't want to put a lock there? Or like, you didn't want this door to close all the way? I don't understand. Just like basic living things where I'm like,
that's okay. Very funny. You don't want to put a lock here? You didn't need nothing? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
You like that this window doesn't close. Okay.
Yeah, I have a gate that truly, I don't know how they installed it, but it's dumb. And it doesn't close all the way. And I just like have resorted to just placing things gingerly up against it so it doesn't swing open. It's fun. It's fun. F-U-N. I love it. I mean, what a non-issue.
Oh, yeah. I'm so blessed.
My house. Yeah, I'm blessed. We are booked, blessed, and benevolent.
I also went window shopping the other day, like literally shopping for windows.
You're going to replace windows?
I am going to replace windows. Yeah.
All of them?
Not now. Not all of them now, because that's expensive. But all of them are single pane. And so we need to get some double pane windows.
Why? What happens?
It's just like, if it's if it's it gets drafty. If it's cold outside, it's cold in here. If it's hot outside, it's hot in here. So double pane kind of insulates the interior. And you can get some that where the glass is like blocking UV rays so that it doesn't fade your furniture, your rugs and stuff.
Oh my word. Who knew? That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, all of mine, I think my windows are original.
Probably.
So they're single pane, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm letting in all the drafts. I'm letting in all the heat. my house is not energy efficient in the slightest.
That might be why it's cold in your house.
Oh.
You wouldn't have to put the heat on as much if you maybe kept the air out.
Here's kept the cold thing. Air. I only put on the heat for guests because they have complaints and I'm tough. And I am strong and I can withstand California winters because I am not a crybaby.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. How about them apples? She's strong.
Well, those apples are freezing cold.
Yes, those apples are so cold. You can't bite into them.
Damn.
I got a delivery from Gold Belly. You ever heard of it?
Only from you. I've literally heard no one else ever talk about this website.
I fucking love Gold Belly. You can get potato chips from Wisconsin. You get whatever you fucking want. And I got my delivery of ice cream and I was from The Social. It's this place in Brooklyn. I fucking love it. And I was just slopping ice cream in my mouth all night last night. It was delicious. It was delightful. I had a great time.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to think what I would order from a different state. Oh, well, probably some Criff dogs from Brooklyn.
Oh, you could probably get Criff dog. Kimmy, do you mind looking up if Criff dog is available on goldbelly.com? We're not sponsored by Gold Belly. I just really like Gold Belly. That's where I got my big bagel from.
That was too big. It was so big and too big.
It was so big and immediately stale.
Yeah. And also only wrapped in saran wrap.
I know. They did a bad job. But that's not Gold Belly's fault. That is the store that I got it from on Belly.
Of course.
I have these like little vegan corn dogs that I cooked up the other day and they're so fucking good.
Yeah.
And every time I eat them, I'm like, my friend Sashir would be so happy.
Yeah.
She would love to eat a little corn dog.
We haven't had them in the house in a while, but during the pandemic, vegan corn dogs all the time.
So good. Another update with me. So I got my goldbelly.com shipment. I put a pull up inside my home.
Yes. She's pulling on the inside now.
Yes. I was allowed to move my slutty butt right up inside.
Did you install the pole yourself?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I can barely do anything. Hmm. I mean, I did build a chair the other day. So like
a chair.
Yes, bitch. I took some wood and she whittled. No, kidding. It was ordered and I used an Allen wrench in the screw.
Oh, I see. You assembled a chair.
I assembled a chair. It was very easy. But this is like you got to have like a leveler or whatever to like make sure that it's level and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, there's just like a lot to it. But a nice man came, he put it up and I've swung on it a little bit. Ooh. And it seems pretty sturdy. I don't think it's coming out the wall.
And does it spin as well?
Yes, I got an X-Pole. Again, we're not sponsored by any of these people that I'm talking about. X-Pole is, I think, one of the best poles. They have like my outdoor poles and X-Pole as well. But yeah, they have, I think it's Sport, an X-Pole Sport, where it goes from static to spin.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to move all my little stripper heels into my office and I'm just going to wither around on the floor and be fucking slutty as hell all day, every day.
And then you could do shows in there, like performances for us.
For who?
your friends, your and loved ones.
You want me to invite my friends over and be like, all right, look at me.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
Okay, maybe I will. I don't know why I'm acting like it's silly.
Yeah. And then also, like, any other friends who are polling, like me or other people that we know, could also poll.
You're right. I'm going to have a poll party.
A poll party.
A poll party. Yeah. Come on over and poll with me. It's Nicole's poll party. Everyone's like, I thought you said pool party. And I'm like, no, yeah. Poll party.
No. It's next to the pool.
Yes, but we're polling.
We are polling today.
What new modifications have you done to your home?
I did not install a pole. What's new? What's new? I guess windows eventually. Although it's like a long eventually because it takes 20 weeks for them to get here.
What?
For just the windows to be made and like delivered.
What is a windows or glass?
They sure are. But I think they have to be. You got that right. But also, I guess they all have to be custom made. Like, they, I guess there's regular sizes, but the lady who was explaining this to us was like, basically every window's custom anyway. Because no, like, not all the openings are like, there's no set size, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have to be custom made and then delivered, and then they get installed.
Interesting. I said something that sounded pretty dumb. I said windows are glass because I was like, how is glass made?
Isn't it sand? Am I dumb?
What? You can't see through sand. And I can see through a window.
Part of me feels like it's like melted sand, but I don't know where I got the information from.
Melted and I don't know what's right. Sand?
Like heated up sand?
Heated up sand? Kimmy, what's a window? Also, what's a mirror? What are these things?
She's a cave woman. She just woke up from the ice.
Ah, I woke up. Everything's different. There's no dinosaurs. What's this little dog? I mean, if you were a cave woman who did wake up in the middle of now times, I mean, I would just think cars were dinosaurs, like fast dinosaurs. Mm. I'd be like, buses, that's a big dinosaur.
Yeah, they just like look a little different.
Yeah, they evolved. I can't fathom ever being like in a coma or something, like waking up to like technology.
Yeah, that could be scary. Okay, the modern mirror is made by silvering or spraying a thin layer of silver or aluminum onto the back of a sheet of glass. Justus von Liebig invented the process in 1835, but most mirrors are made today by heating aluminum in a vacuum, which then bonds to the cooler glass. Okay.
Wow. So tinfoil's mirrors?
I mean, they do reflect things.
What's tinfoil?
Aluminum.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy. Like, there's just so much in this world that you're like, what is it?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Also, someone was saying that if you lean something against a glass for years, the glass will bend. Not break. It will bend. There'll be like an indentation in it.
That's wild.
Right?
That's crazy. I've never heard of that one day in my life. Now I'm going to start leaning stuff on my glass.
Just no, to test it out. Yeah, don't do that. You have a bunch of dents. Yeah,
then I'll have to. Okay. Glass is made from natural and abundant raw materials. Okay, sand, soda ash, and limestone. They're melted at a very high temperature to form a new material, glass. At high temperature, glass is structurally similar to liquids. However, at ambient temperatures, it behaves like a solid. This is really interesting to me. Who was like, heat up this sand and see what happens? Or maybe it just got so hot in like Egypt because there's sand there. Yeah. And the, like glass was forming and like they were like, this is a cup.
Ooh, I like this thing. So I'm going to make it to a cup. Yeah, maybe. Maybe they just saw it naturally. But it had to get really, really hot outside for that to happen.
I just like get so confused about inventions. Like, how do people invent? Like, what are you sitting here thinking and inventing? What's happening? I sound so, so dumb right now. And I know it.
What's happening? How are you thinking of these things?
How are you thinking? This thinking is all wild. I can't even think.
It is wild. I'd like to invent something.
I do would like to invent something. I thought of an invention and then my friend was like, it should just be part of Yelp. I was like, okay, so there should be an app that tells you food in front of you because sometimes you'll go on Yelp and you'll be like, oh, we'll stop here. But then you have to get off the highway to go back where you came. And then you're just like wasting time. Just send me the food ahead of me.
That's really good. Also, when you said the food in front of me, I thought you were talking about like a Shazam for food where you like take a picture of food and it's like, what is this?
I mean, that's probably good if you go to a foreign country and you're not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is, like, what this? Is this?
What's in here? Exactly.
That's so funny. And then Shazam's like, actually, I'm not sure either. Good luck. Bon appetit.
It's not really an invention, but I had thought of an idea where it's like, it's like Laffy Taffy where there's like jokes on the wrapper and it's like a Nutter Butter or like some sort of peanut butter treat. And it's called D's Nuts. And it's just D's Nuts jokes.
That's funny.
Right?
So, Sheer, you got a partner with a candy factory. Nobody will see this coming from you.
Not at all. It's not my brand at all.
No.
I don't even make D's Nuts jokes, but I think it's really funny.
I think that's funny, too. It'll be like, your thoughtful jokes. And then it's like, also after the show, if you want to support me, you buy D's Nuts from me. And then everyone's like, oh my God, she's filthy.
You can support D's Nuts.
Sashir, I think you have to do that. Support D's Nuts. I think you should do it. Can I just tell you, I've been watching Rock the Block. Do you watch Rock the Block? I don't think you do.
I do.
Kimmy does. Okay. Kimmy, are you watching the new season?
Oh, it's been a real adventure.
Okay. So I'm only on the second episode. I've been trying to really savor and enjoy them. Okay. I really liked season two.
Season two was very, very fun. It was a really good season.
Yeah. This one's kind of like leaving me... Sorry, Sashir. I know this is our podcast, but like, I gotta get this out.
I guess go ahead and talk with Kimmy.
Season three is leaving a lot to be desired.
I'm just really intrigued that like this has been two seasons and these designers a lot of times still don't get how this game works. And I end up just yelling at my TV because they just don't understand that you need to add, it's not about design elements as much as it is adding square footage and adding.
Yes.
Resale
Can
value.
You describe the show again?
That's a great idea.
So Rock the Block is on HGTV, one of the, you know, most beautiful channels you could have. And they have... So the first season was hosted by a property brother. Season two hosted by Ty Pennington, who truly seems as if his family has put him out of the house and he's living in the homes because he's like, all right, guys, here's the challenge at hand. And he is exhausted. And truly, some of his shirts are like really stretched out and he looks a little sunburned at times. So you're like, was he sleeping in the backyard? But also he might be thriving. And I don't know. Maybe he came from vacation. I don't know. But truly seems as if his wife is like, get a job. And he was like, this one. So they have... They have teams this the second and third season. There's teams and you have to renovate a like builder company's homes. So this season, it's like Haley Quinn homes or whatever. And you can like pick models online and have them build a house or whatever. So they remodel these homes room by room. You do like the outside, the foyer. You like add a powder room downstairs if you want. You do the kitchen, the living room, a bedroom, the master bedroom, and then like the backyard. And then you win each challenge and then someone wins the block at the end. So this, whoever the winner is has really rocked the block. Uh-huh. And last season, the people who won, there was no good design elements in their home. It was very much like they went to TJ Maxx / Marshalls. It was a very like builder home from the internet. Nothing interesting. Nate and Jeremiah had the flooring from the outside flow inside. That is nice. That is cohesion. The house was cohesive. The house was beautiful. The outside was stunting. And they didn't win because it's not a design thing. It is for middle basic America to go, we like this. We can see ourselves. Yeah, put some paddles on the walls. Put paddles on the walls of the living room? For what? That's disgusting. Live, laugh, love. What are you doing? What are you doing? I did not like the winners of last season. I won't even speak their names because they This season, we got this cute little man who keeps being like so artistic. And I'm like, this is too specific and also not great. He painted a kitchen this weird peach color. Sashir, it was insane. That's and everyone was like, that's a choice. And I was like, is it? And then everything, like the one that won the kitchen challenge, it was a very HGTV kitchen that you just see everywhere. Oh, okay. And, you know, nobody's taking chances. Last season, there was a Black woman whose name escapes me and this gay man who might not be gay, who's covered in tattoos. They had the most fun house and they were just not going to win any challenges. And they kept going into it being like, we don't care. We're just here for fun. And it's like, no, you're here to win Rock the Block.
Exactly.
You don't care. And I love you for pretending as if you did. I loved that you put minimal effort into seeming as if you were interested. And that is friendship. That's real friendship. That I know that you don't give a fuck, but I'm not going to stop talking about it because I love it and you understand it. That's friendship right there, y'all. If you had a question, it was on display.
You seemed like you were having a good time, so I didn't want to stop it.
One of the best times I've ever had in my life. I love Rock the Block.
Yeah.
Sounds great. They put a bowling alley in the house that won last season. A little miniature bowling alley with itty bitty little ball. Who needs it? Who? And then the whole premise is flawed because they're like, you have to add value for the appraisal. An appraisal is comps in the area. That's how you appraise a house. Right. You could sell a teardown for $2 million as long as the other houses in the area is sold for like $2.5 or $3 million. Because then that's what the house is worth. Right. You're not appraising a house by going, is there a bowling alley in it? Are there paddles on the wall?
Also, you're right.
In the second season, there was a lady from Windy City Rehab who I loved because she truly seemed like she was like a mobster or something. Like her and her partner were like, all right, here's what we're doing. Like there was just more characters on season two. Season three, the magic is a little gone.
I do love Egypt and Mike, but
I like them a lot.
They're great and they're going to win it.
But that pantry, why they do that?
I mean, they're making safe choices, but that's what wins the show. But I do want to say the two designers you loved from last season, they deserve to have their names.
David
Bromstad and Tiffany Brooks. Their style is gorgeous.
Yes. And I want Tiffany Brooks. She's based in Chicago and I want her to do my friend's house, but I don't know how to get in contact with her. So Tiffany, I couldn't remember your name, but we figured it out. Tiffany, help me.
Help me.
Oh, God. I just, Sashir, I need you to get into HGTV. It is,
I guess so.
Fun.
Yeah.
Another show I love is, I think it's called like Flea Market Flip or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned that.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, but that's fine.
It's great. Yeah. It seems as if it was shot in 2002. But it's current. And you're like, how are people still dressed like this? Like, unironically. Like, and then they make these things. They have to, like, go to the flea market, buy something really cheap, and then, like, upcycle it. And then sometimes they're like, well, we picked a tuba and a stool, and we made a tuba stool. You're like, what? Why would you do that? It's great.
That sounds fun. I do like house shows. I just haven't been on HGTV, so I haven't ventured into those.
You gotta, okay, here's how, if anybody's looking to dip into HGTV land, this is for you, this is for our listeners. Start with House Hunters. House Hunters is a perfect show. Mm-hmm. It is a couple looking for a home. The subtext is, will they break up? And they're always like, one of them is a Skittle farmer and the other one is a minister to lizards, and they have a $10 million budget. Like, they have the wildest job. And you're like, what? Like, there was one lady who was like, this house doesn't have a voiceover booth. And you're like, no house does. No house is just going to have a voiceover booth. You're in Albuquerque. And like, they're just unreasonable. And I love them. So after you do House Hunters renovation, there's nothing more fun than watching someone try to renovate their home who has no style. You listen to people go, I want red subway tile in my kitchen with red grout, like the devil cooks here. And then somebody does it. Red grout, red subway tile, what are we doing? And then they're like wearing a top hat and they're like, look at my kitchen. This is a real episode.
Oh, and then, no.
And then after you get into that, Rock the Block, baby. Season one is fun, but season two is exciting. Season three, they didn't bring the heat.
Damn.
They also have the most insane houses. It's a house with a detached garage, and they're all like 6 inches away from each other. The fuck? Who wants a detached garage? Especially in South Carolina. It gets cold. What if it snows? I gotta go outside after I go inside?
These are great points. There's a show on Netflix called Marriage or Mortgage, which is...
Ooh, I think you were telling me about this.
Yeah. And you talking about someone being like, there's no recording studio in this house reminds me of that. Because there was a really young couple who... Or they were in their 20s, and they were like deciding, should we get a house or should we get married? Which I'm like, what? You can always get married. Get the fucking house. But they were in a house and the guy was like, I like a really big shower. I forget how he phrased, like a sports shower. I don't know how he phrased it, but where there's like, you can get sprayed from all sides.
Yeah.
So he kept being like, these showers aren't big enough. And then the realtor kept trying to explain, like, you can change that. You can, if it really means something, you can renovate that. But like, do you like the house? And they just like couldn't get past the shower thing. It was really strange.
That's one of my favorite things, when someone cannot just go, oh, I can change this thing. Like in House Hunters, they'll be like, but I want a quirky home. And the realtor will be like, you can make it quirky. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, but I want it quirky. And the husband's like, shut up, Carol. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. Sounds great.
And then I was like, do I like renovation shows and house shows because I'm a woman of a certain age? And when you hit a certain age, you're just like, oh, I just want to look at homes, please. Homes.
Oh, yeah.
An HGTV show is called Holmes is Homes. And I think it's great. It's just his last name is Holmes.
Great. That's enough.
It's so funny.
That's enough of a hook.
God, I love it. And then there's another one that I was getting into where they show you houses or you renovate your house. And what is that one called? Love It or List It.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. Property Brothers, they kind of do the same thing over and over again. I really loved Property Brothers, like, take Las Vegas. They bought this, like, Las Vegas house and put a giant slide from the second story of the home into the pool. And you got to see the third Property Brother, who's truly just like, I am emo. And not like the other two. And I love him. His hair is really like, doop. Yeah. I just love it. I love HGTV.
I used to watch Clean House with Niecy Nash years ago. But, you know, how could they know how detrimental this would be? Because they're truly going into real hoarders' homes and just, like, cleaning it up. But there's no, like, therapist. There's no there's no one to help them with the transition. They're just truly cleaning up the trash and leaving. And then there's a comedian who's hosting it, making jokes.
She's got a flower in her hair and she's like, what's all this trash? Get it out. And they were like, it's not trash. It's my belongings. She's like, get it out. I loved Clean House.
I loved it.
There was a Hoarders episode that was so embarrassing. This man, he, I guess, was closeted or something. I don't know. He had a bunch of dildos in his dirty house. And then his family found the dildos. And then he was, like, upset about it. And he was like, this is boundary crossing. And I was like, I mean, kind of. It was really intense.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, I really brought down the mood with that one. Back to being a Skittle farmer.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Well, should we answer questions?
Or I think we should help people.
Let's help people. Yeah. Let's help some Skittle farmers.
Yes, queen. Let's help some Skittle farmers.
Also, while I pull something up, Nicole, have you watched Battle on the Beach, the Rock the Block spinoff where they redo beach homes?
Ooh.
I watched one that was like older.
They had one come out last year, and it is as good as Rock the Block, and definitely not as fancy, and there's less money, but it's still a nice time, and it's still Ty Pennington.
I do really love Ty Pennington. Doesn't he seem like not well?
He's definitely getting gravelier and gravelier.
Like
as he
weathered.
Goes. And he
weathered.
Was also very gravelly to begin with.
Yes. All right, guys. And also, he's like pretty loose in person, and then his voiceovers will be like, oh, because they couldn't get him to say this on location, so he had to come in and do ADR. He'll be like, all right, guys. I love Ty Pennington.
Here we go.
Hi, Nicole, this year. This is a great podcast. Thank you guys for doing it. I have a weird situation that happened literally a year ago, and I cannot get over it. A good friend of mine mentioned to me that she did not like the fact that my boyfriend at the time was not wearing a shirt around her. She mentioned this to me a month after it happened, and I'm having an issue with it because she ended up having sex with a person's husband and stealing that person's husband away from them. So I feel some type of way that she mentioned something specific about the boyfriend that I am currently still talking to, and I literally was about to cut off all connection with her. So I want to know what I should do. This person has been my friend for over a decade, and I don't know what to do. A lot of my friends are telling me to get over it, but it's just hard. I hope you can help. Bye.
Wait, can we break this down again? Oof. So the caller's friend said, when your man takes his shirt off around me, it makes me uncomfortable. But she mentioned that a month after the shirt has been taken off.
Yeah, so she's been thinking about it for a whole month. And she's a known boyfriend husband stealer.
Yeah.
So.
Also, this happened a year ago. Is that right? And the caller's still with the boyfriend? Is that it? A year ago, at some point, a shirt came off. And then a month after that. And then 11 months ago, the friend said, uh-oh, makes me uncomfortable. And then the caller today is still thinking about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Seems as such our caller doesn't trust her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, I trust if I had a man, I would trust all of my friends around said man.
Yeah.
And I guess if him being shirtless was uncomfortable to a friend, I could just be like, hey, so-and-so doesn't love you shirtless. Do you mind keeping your shirt on? I guess I don't really understand what the question is.
The caller also was like, I was about to cut off all contact with my friend because of this.
Maybe our caller thinks her friend fucked her boyfriend. Because she's a known boyfriend fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, I would hate for you to be in a relationship where you think someone cheated on you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess I don't really understand what the question is. Like, to continue being friends with her?
Uh-huh.
Should her boyfriend be covered up all the time with her?
Yeah. It's also hard because, like, this all happened a year ago. So it's like, you could go to your friend and be like, hey, when you said that you didn't want to be around my man with his shirt off a year ago, were you saying that you were attracted to him? And if so, would you fuck him? And if so, have you? There's so many what ifs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it's like really bothering you, you can ask, but it is like, it was a year ago.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if it was like, she consistently commented on your man's body and it was like, okay, the shirtless thing was out of control, but now he's wearing tight shirts. I can't handle that. Can you please tell your man to stop wearing gray sweatpants around me? It is too distracting. Like, then I'd be like, oh, hey, girl, what's going on?
Hey, girl, you okay?
And some people know. I mean, honestly, I don't know if it's terrible that she said that, because if she is a known boyfriend stealer, maybe she knows herself and she's like, look, I'm trying to protect you. Like, I'm trying to protect everybody in here. I like to fuck and I find him attractive. And if he's flaunting those pecs around, I can't promise anything.
Boy, oh boy. Imagine being friends with somebody like that. That's tough.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah, imagine I was like, Sashir, better keep your man clothed. Better keep that man club. I'm coming for him. That's not healthy.
That's not healthy, no.
I would never fuck your man.
No.
Seems rude.
And I guess the friend didn't say, I'm gonna fuck your man, or I would fuck your man. She just said it makes me uncomfortable when he's shirtless. Oof.
Yeah, but this one's a doozy.
It's a doozy.
I guess we need more, like, more... I think I need to know what the question is.
Yeah, what's the goal?
Like, are you trying to confront her about this? Are you trying to figure out if your man cheated with her? What is it?
Maybe tell your man to take his shirt off and invite her over and just see what happens.
Yeah, and you don't be home and you set up a camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if they start fucking, be like, caught you on candy camera. How about that?
How about that? Yeah, invite her over. He's like, it's an emergency. And then he's shirtless. And then mm-hmm. you're like, hold on, I got to go to the store. Emergency's at the store.
Gotta get bread.
And then they're left alone in the house. So, and then you can see what happens.
Solved.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, next up.
Hi, Sashir. Hi, Nicole. I'm a big fan of your podcast. And Nicole, I love your Netflix special, Big Beautiful Weirdo. I am calling here today to ask you if when you were in high school / middle school, how did you deal with fake friends? And also, how did you get past like the bullies, the haters, the bitches, you know what I mean? I am a 14 gay person, a homo, as I like to say. And there's a lot of just non-great people here. I mean, I'm in Virginia, home of the rednecks. So I was just wondering if you can give me some advice and guidance on this particular subject. Love you the most. I'll keep listening to your podcast. Bye.
It sounds like they were so in a high school cafeteria.
Yeah, it was like either they're showing off at a party or they're like in school being like, excuse me for a second.
Like they just encountered a bully. And they're like, I gotta ask Nicole and Sashir about this.
it is wild that, like, I feel like growing up, people, and I just saw somebody, Chris Laker, he just did a set on a late night show. Yeah, Corden. And oh my God, this is really hard for me to set up. And he was like, you know, people tell you to stand up to your bullies. And it's like, they're weak. And he's like, they're not. They hit you.
They're bullies.
They're bullies and they're mean. So I think it's like when you deal with bullies, I mean, me personally, I didn't really get bullied because I was just always like, oh, I know I'm fat and I'm black and I'm different than everyone in my class. So I'll just be like, I guess I was like, I'll be funny and make fun of myself before bullies could. But like, maybe like be weirder than your bully. I don't know. Sashir, how do you deal with bullies?
Some of them I fought. I hit some of them.
Wait. You hit a bull? Did I know you've hit somebody?
I don't know. In elementary school? Yeah. I hit some people.
You hit people?
I broke this girl's glasses and my mom had to pay for it.
Oh, wait. I think I knew about this. You broke a girl's glasses?
Yeah, because she was like making fun of me because she said I had a crush on some boy because he like left his spelling book in the classroom and I held on to it for him. And she like wouldn't leave me alone. So she like tapped me on the shoulder. And I just slapped her across the face. And then another person was making fun of me. I think this is middle school. And I just shoved him against the locker.
Okay, so our advice is shove them into a locker.
But then there was actually one bully I was actually scared of. And her name is Megan. And she...
I hope Megan listens to this now. She's like, damn, she remembered my name.
I remember her last name too, but I'm not going to say it. But she would put tape in my hair. She would like whisper bitch in my ear. She just did like a lot of psychological bullying stuff. But I was scared of her because I watched her beat someone's head into a locker until it bled. So I was like,
what school did you go to?
Public school.
I love how people are like, oh yeah, I went to Euphoria High. We dressed like, you know, slutty and stuff and we were doing drugs. And you're like, I went to Fight Club High. Where fucking people are slamming each other into lockers until they bleed.
We were fighting.
Oh my God. English class starts with like the first rule of English class. You'll talk about English class.
He's just like throwing books at our heads.
Wow, Sashir. Okay, so your advice is to fight back. Arm yourself. Fight back.
I guess I don't.
Stand your ground.
I guess I don't condone violence. It's just, that is just what I did sometimes. But so for the Megan girl, I just ignored her because she scared me. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard because it's like, you want to be like, turn the other cheek, but that sucks because then you're still getting bullied.
Yeah. And it's like, what are you going to tell an adult? And an adult's going to come intervene and then they'll bully you just like when the adult's not around.
Yeah, now you're a snitch.
I mean, I feel like maybe it's like if somebody says something awful to you, it's like, do you fucking feel better? Do you feel better? I don't think about you. You think about me. You think about me. So you're fucking obsessed with me. But then they might come at you more because they are obsessed with you. That's what, like, bullies are obsessed with, like, making people feel small. So it's like, if you can figure out how to make them feel small, I think that's maybe where it's at. But then I don't want to give you advice to like put you in danger. That's like another thing.
I know. I like, you know, is this person like one of few homos at their school?
Sashir.
That was their word.
I know.
They said that's what they preferred.
Oh my God, you're bullying our listeners. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Yeah, they're one of the only fucking homos there. I absolutely know that's not how you meant for it to come off, but I was like,
I'm just using their preferred word. That's what they said.
All right, continue.
I don't have anything else. I'm afraid to talk.
Yeah, maybe start your own homo gang where you and the other homos
gather all the homos at the school.
I mean, it's tough. I like found my people in high school and really just stuck with them. Mm-hmm. So like that was good. But like, I do understand if it's like isolating and you don't have anybody else. But honestly, it seemed like you have friends. The call was made.
There's a party happening. Yeah.
But I think there is something to like when someone says something nasty to you, being like, oh my God, you're obsessed with me.
Yeah, like, just know that it really doesn't have anything to do with you. It's the person and whatever insecurities you remind them of.
Yeah. Maybe like just spread a rumor that they're obsessed with you. Like just tell everybody you know. So they're like, oh my God, stop telling people I'm obsessed with you. And it's like, oh my God, why are you talking to me? You're obsessed with me. And then everyone's like, oh, she got you. Or he got you. And then if they do beat you up, you're like, they beat me up because they're obsessed with me. When does it stop? They had to touch me. I don't know.
They're sexually frustrated. That's why they're hitting me.
Sashir!
What?
They want to fuck. That's why they're touching me. Boy, oh boy. I don't. Wait, Kimmy Jordan, do you have actual advice? We're not good.
I don't have any real advice other than the fact that like bullies and haters exist. If bullies are making you feel physically unsafe or like really messing with you, talk to trusted adults. Like there are adults who care about you. Tell someone, do not deal with it alone. Talk to someone outside of the situation. And for the haters,
God, Kimmy.
Yeah, God,
narc.
You're narc.
I know. God. I'm the worst. I'm the absolute worst, but that's what I'd say. And then for haters, I mean, there's just going to be haters wherever you go. Work on loving yourself and then the haters don't matter.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm going to be honest. I definitely have been bullied. I moved a lot, so I was always a new kid, so I was the prime target. If you do not have that support system from your parents or even siblings, like my siblings have stood up for me and I one time squished a boy's head in the mud because he pushed my brother. So I guess Sashir and I are very similar in like our tactics of if you're messing with
I thought you were going to hit people. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Jordan's a hitter. She's I'm sure she's shoved people.
Bullies suck, man.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So call Jordan's family.
Yeah, call Jordan's family. They'll fucking take care of it.
Can call me and I will come there and be like, what's going on? Because mm-hmm. I have baseball bats. I have I know people in motorcycle gangs. Let's go.
Jordan rolls up, then Sashir rolls up to slam your bully's head into a locker and call them a homo.
I won't call them a homo, but I'll let our friend do it.
You're like, it's not my place now. Okay, I will not do it. Do we do it? Do we solve the problems of the world?
Yeah. We freaking did it.
If you want your problem solved, you can email Nicole and Sashir. Email NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com, which is at email.com, or you can text or call 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.